I started writing this at 10 a.m. on December 4th after my cataract surgery this morning. Vision in my right eye is very blurry, but I'm not having any trouble seeing my computer with my dominant left eye. When I arrived at the surgical center at 7 a.m., a nurse took my blood pressure and set me up for an IV. Then she started putting in eye drops, one or two at a time, but ultimately a whole slew of them, anesthetic and antibiotic drops, as well as drops to dilate the pupil. After the pupil was all the way open, the nurse led me to the room where surgery would take place. I got up on the surgical table with a pillow under my knees and my head cradled very comfortably in place. The nurse anesthetist put a warm blanket on me and started the light sedation through the IV. My ophthalmologist told me exactly what she was doing all along. It was very interesting. They put some sort of cover sheet over my eye, held in place by a very delicate adhesive. Then they cut out an opening to work on the eye, added more anesthetic drops, and used a weird contraption that I couldn't see to hold my eyelids open. The light set up to illuminate the eye for surgery looked strange. It glowed brilliant pink and blue, with the rest of my field of view a swirly silver. My ophthalmologist said different people see different colors, and sometimes the colors appear different when the second eye is done. I'll check that out in 2 weeks. And now it was time for the actual surgery. My ophthalmologist made a tiny incision in the cornea and inserted a needle-thin probe into the lens. That probe transmits ultrasound waves to break up the cataract. Then she suctioned out the fragments. Again, I didn't feel any of this. For a minute or so, I had no lens in my eye. The pink and blue from the light stayed the same color, only now diffused with very soft, amorphous edges, the swirly waves everywhere else in my field of view moving about as if a silver satin sheet was being rippled about. Then she inserted the new lens, which was rolled up, through the teeny tiny incision. Now the swirls moved even faster for a moment, and then suddenly the lens was in place, the pink-blue light clear again, the silvery swirls steady. And that was pretty much that. I mostly squinted with the right eye. It was blurry and uncomfortably bright as the nurse brought me back to the room I started in. She put a couple more drops in to prevent swelling and infection and to keep the eye numb longer, checked my blood pressure, and gave me a few more minutes for the effects of the light sedation to disappear. One of the things in the kit my ophthalmologist gave me was a very protective pair of sunglasses. What with both the new bright lens and the wide open pupil, that was essential. Vision out my right eye was extremely blurry at first, but even with that, from the moment I walked outside, I could see that the sky was a brighter and truer blue with my right eye than my left, and the clouds much whiter. The first hour or so, it looked like there was a clear, translucent film covering my eye. But hour by hour, the blurriness was dissipating. As I write this now, at 9 p.m., I have only a trace of blurriness left, and except for that, I can focus better at a distance than I could yesterday with my glasses on. And everything is much, much brighter, colors not just more vivid, but more true. Without my having had any idea of it, that yellowish-brown cast of my cataracts had impacted my color perception. I'm thrilled to see what colors really look like now. Vision out of my right eye is both badly out of focus and very blurry when I look at my laptop screen. I have the monofocal distance lens, so I fully expected it to be out of focus till I get reading glasses, but the dilated pupil seems to exacerbate the blurriness of everything at close range right now. But one really weird thing, my brain is letting my left eye focus on the screen, but letting my new cataract-free right eye set the color. I have no idea why this is happening, but it's an unexpected delight. I won't be taking pictures until the Christmas bird count in 10 days, but tomorrow I'll adjust my binocular diopter adjustment to the temporary difference between my eyes and we'll check out how well I'm seeing my backyard birds. Meanwhile, so far, so good. I'm Laura Erickson, speaking for the birds.